This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union leaders agreed unanimously Thursday on a $50 billion budget or billion-dollar support package for Ukraine, overcoming the previous opposition from Hungary. European Council President Charles Michel celebrated the agreement, saying the EU is taking leadership and responsibility in its support for Ukraine and knows, quote, what is at stake, unquote. At the last council summit in December, Hungary vetoed a four-year $54 billion aid package for Ukraine, arguing the money should not come from the bloc's budget as Ukraine is not a member state. All 26 other member states voted in favor of the aid package. EU financial assistance is vital for Kyiv, says Luigi Scazzarisi with the Center for European Reform.
That's essentially budget support that Ukraine needs to stay in the war and to stay solvent. But it doesn't aim to increase its military capacity. There is a separate budget line for that that is also being held up by Hungary and that will be discussed as well. And that is a $5 billion top-up to a common fund that the EU has to supply weapons to Ukraine.
Israel, meanwhile, said Thursday its troops battled Hamas militants across the Gaza Strip, including killing dozens of fighters in central and northern Gaza, while Israeli airstrikes hit Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Strip. The fighting went on as negotiators of a proposed new ceasefire waited to hear of progress in securing an agreement between Israel and Hamas that would bring a short-term halt in fighting and a release of prisoners held by Hamas in Gaza. Asked about the details of the proposal during a briefing Wednesday at the White House, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said no pieces were final until the deal itself was finalized.
I will tell you that in broad strokes, we are looking at an extended pause is the goal. How long? That's all part of the discussions, but longer than what we saw in November, which was about a week. We'd like to see a longer pause than that.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of farmers from across Europe convened at the European Union to bring their plight to Brussels after weeks of protests around the 27-nation bloc. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
With horns blaring and engines roaring, the roads of Brussels were swamped with tractors making their way to the European Parliament building. Outside the building, demonstrators lit hay on fire and small explosions could be heard popping around the area. Most of the protesters have been young farmers supporting families. They feel constantly squeezed by higher energy prices and cheaper foreign competition, inflation and climate change. Inside, Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo told reporters,
"We also need to make sure that they can get the right price for the high-quality products that they provide."
The protesters have already had an impact, as European Commission plans were announced that will shield farmers from Ukrainian cheap exports, as well as loosening environmental land restrictions. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Hong Kong court Thursday found four people guilty of rioting, including actor Gregory Wong, after the city's legislature was stormed during a pro-democracy protest in 2019. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
Hundreds of protesters besieged Hong Kong's Legislative Council building on July 1, 2019, the anniversary day of the city's handover from Britain's colonial rule to China. It followed a protest march against a proposed extradition bill that would have allowed authorities to send individuals to face trial in mainland China, which adopts a different justice system. During the trial, Wong said he was there solely to deliver charges to journalists who were covering the break-in. But the judge said on Thursday, Wong could have met the reporter outside the building and pointed out that he took into account the actor's celebrity status, saying, quote, with his fame, he could attract the attention of demonstrators so as to promote, assist, or encourage the riots.
That's where his correspondent Diane Tu reporting. A secret memo newly released says U.S. operatives secretly went into Venezuela to build drug cases against the country's leadership. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The memo obtained by the Associated Press says the U.S. acknowledged that the years-long covert operation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration was arguably a violation of international law. The 15-page 2018 memo reads, "It is necessary to conduct this operation unilaterally and without notifying Venezuelan officials. Operation Money Badger targeted dozens of people, including Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and one of his closest allies, Alex Saab, the businessman recently freed in a prisoner swap with the U.S. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.